recorded live.
Hi, my name is Brenda Lanoff of the Mindful Healing Show and creator of Whispering Energetic Healing. As a medical intuitive practitioner, I incorporate many healing modalities and work with individuals with over Skype or phone from several countries in the world, and provide sessions that are geared towards the individual's concerns. So creating a program specifically for the person and as to their needs. Now, this show is, the intent of the show is to show how energy healing is really a complement. You know, it's not a conflict with Western medicine, and how a combination of Eastern and Western medicine can really increase your ability to overcome really any health challenge. So the radio show is for anyone who wants to experience a unique and powerful way to complement your current practices. If you're a patient, a healthcare professional, a holistic healer, or any individual looking for transformation. Today, I'm really excited. I'm going to be interviewing a lady named Benita K. Summers. Now, Benita is a recognized therapeutic touch practitioner, and we're going to be talking today specifically as to this type of therapy and how Benita uses this therapy to help her clients make better decisions and really help them get the energy and the motivation to move forward and onward with their lives. So, welcome, Benita.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, I'd really love to hear more about the therapeutic touch work. And if you could really just sort of give us a few minutes here and tell me, how did you even get involved with energy work? When did that occur for you?
Well, it's something that I've been able to do my entire life. I grew up in a family of intuitives, and I was born with certain skills. And there came a point in my life where I decided that I needed to get some training. And the way that came about, I was visiting with my great aunt and my grandmother in Montreal, and my great aunt's partner was dealing with throat cancer, and he was in a lot of pain. So I offered to do some work with him, and he was pain-free for the rest of my stay. I was there for several more days, but he also completely lost his voice. And so I realized I was a bit of a blunt instrument, and I needed some proper training. And the reason I chose therapeutic touch rather than other energy medicine modalities is because it's the only one that is designed to be used by nurses in hospitals. It's built on a medical model. So I knew if I got my training in therapeutic touch, I would be able to use it everywhere.
Wow. And for the fact that it's been used in hospitals, I think that's incredible. And I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this. What is your experience then with talking to, you know, perhaps somebody that you have met who has cancer and they're looking for some additional help? Are very many people aware that this therapy exists?
I think it depends on where you are. I moved here from Ontario 3 years ago, and in therapeutic touch circles, it's actually a very common thing in Ontario. A lot of the nurses know how to use it. If you're in hospitals in Toronto getting care for cancer, it's quite common to have nurses there using it to help boost your body's natural healing system and reduce pain and induce a relaxation response. These are some of the things that therapeutic touch can do. In my move to the West, I noticed I heard about healing touch, touch for health, and the term therapeutic touch wasn't as well known. And in fact, some people think it's interchangeable with these other modalities, and yet they are different. So it depends on where you are. It's also very common in the States. And in fact, therapeutic touch is being taught all over the world. So I guess it depends on where you are, but a lot of nurses actually have it as part of their curriculum when they're getting their training.
That's fantastic. And it is so, it's just such a relief to hear that, because there's many people that I talk to who are really lost, and if they've never heard of healing work before, it can be a little bit overwhelming and intimidating. So if somebody does have cancer, and would they be able to get in touch with their hospital within their region and start inquiring about therapeutic touch practitioner?
Well, their best bet is to contact their regional group. So, for example, each province has a therapeutic touch network. So, for example, in British Columbia, it's bctherapeutictouch.com. And people can contact that group, and they actually have on their website the names of practitioners in the various areas. And even if you just contact the main site, they will find people in your area. Since I moved here 3 years ago, we've trained a lot of people up in therapeutic touch. I'm friends with one of the top teachers in the world. In fact, anybody studying therapeutic touch in the world, a lot of them are working from Diane May's books. So she comes here several times a year, and since I've moved here, we now have over 20 practitioners in the area trained by Diane.
Wow. Can you explain how this works? You know, for somebody who's just hearing about it, how does this work?
Well, one of the things I want to...
Is it a hands-on, or how can you explain that for somebody listening?
Sure. Okay, so the thing I love about therapeutic touch is that it is one of the least invasive modalities in existence. So, for example, if we're dealing with somebody who's got fibromyalgia or a burn victim and can't handle touch, or perhaps they've been through trauma, it's not necessary to touch. That being said, a lot of us today are missing touch in our lives. We're very isolated sometimes, especially people who've lost a partner. And touch can be a really welcome experience. And touch can also encourage the field to come into a state of balance. What therapeutic touch is essentially doing is it's helping to regulate the field of energy that we are. Now I'm getting into quantum physics. We are energy fields. Our bodies are just the slowest moving part of the field. And by nature, our field flows from head to toe. When we're in a state of health, it does so unimpeded. But through stress, illness, and injury, that flow can become congested in some areas and depleted in others. What a therapeutic touch practitioner is trained to do is to restore that field to its natural flow, moving out that congestion, bringing energy into the areas that are depleted, and helping that person to once again come into a state of well-being.
Is that somewhat similar to, working with meridians, I would think. Is that what you're doing, working with the meridians?
Well, it's interesting that the yogis call meridians nadis, and nadis means little rivers. They're rivers of energy that run through the body. So essentially, it's not dissimilar to that. We're trained to be sensitized to feeling the energy field. Some people become very sensitive with their hands. For some people, it's just a knowing where to place their hands. They're basically allowing the intelligence of the field to tell them where energy is needed. And some people who are more advanced in their practice can see the field, and use other senses to pick up any disruption in the field and start to correct that. And that correction helps to support the body's natural healing system. It's not our intent to cure. It's merely our intent to offer energy to the field, knowing the field will find the most intelligent way to use that energy, and knowing that simply by helping a person to feel more relaxed, help reduce pain, and help support the body's natural healing systems, there's a possibility of that person coming back into a state of well-being.
Excellent. Now, can you tell me, how does this differ from Reiki, or is there some similarities?
Well, with Reiki, people tend to focus a lot of their attention around the head. In therapeutic touch, because we see the energy field is flowing from head to toe, we tend to ground the energy at the feet. The idea being that any excess energy can leave through the feet and go back into the earth. If we're too focused around the head, there's a risk of creating energy congestion at the head, which can result in a person feeling headachy or overwhelmed. So when we're working with people, we're very aware, if there's any state of overwhelm, to ground the feet. And we can never ground too much, especially if people are elderly or ill or very young. We don't want to spend too much time in the field, and we want to do lots of grounding simply because they are more sensitive to congestion in the field.
Now, when you say grounding, can you give me a further explanation as to what you mean by grounding?
What I mean is that we're assisting the flow of the energy to come all the way through the body and out the soles of the feet. In Indian culture, they talk about the chakras, which are energy centers in the field. We have them on the soles of our feet as well. So when we're grounding, we're encouraging that energy to flow all the way through and back into the earth. And that helps people to relieve stress. Because if there's too much energy in the field, you want to encourage the field to flow and let that excess energy leave the body.
Is this something, Benita, that you can do for yourself?
Absolutely. I used to walk with a cane when I was in my mid-40s, and a lot of it was my lower discs popping out because of stress. Now, I did do some other things to deal with that, including yoga and changing my lifestyle, but I also did therapeutic touch on myself. And in fact, the last time my back went out and I knew I was in trouble, I got into a bathtub and spent half an hour just doing therapeutic touch on myself, and that was the end of my back trouble. So it can be quite a profound shift for people.
Wow. That is that's incredible, and also very encouraging. I mean, if you're in that kind of a pain, and to know that you have the power to work through you and to self heal, this is what it's all about, is self healing, self empowerment. So that is really encouraging. And now I also understand that you can work at a distance. And can you explain that?
Sure. This functions on the quantum physics principle of entanglement, that everything is connected. Absolutely everything in the universe is connected. In fact, it's what we know as unified field theory, that there really is only one energy field of which we are all vibrating frequencies in that field. So knowing that it's possible to affect something thousands of miles away, just by placing intent, a therapeutic touch practitioner can visualize that person in front of them and even run their hands over their field just like they would if that person was physically present, and have the same effect on the physiology and the energy of the person so that they feel that relaxation, they feel that shift occurring. In fact, in quantum physics, they say the mere act of observing matter causes a shift in that matter. So knowing that everything is connected, time and distance don't really matter. You can work from long distances with people. So I've, sitting here in Canada, worked on somebody's back in England. I've, in BC, worked with somebody's knees in Alberta. I can get a call late at night. Somebody's dog is not feeling well, and I can help them without even leaving my home. So what I love and what I'm so excited about with this modality is that it is an infinite resource. Absolutely anybody can tap into and learn to use this. Even if you're just learning to help the members of your family, it's a valuable practice. And in fact, I think the same way every workplace has somebody in the office trained in first aid, there should be somebody trained in therapeutic touch. When I worked in office environments, I can't tell you how many times I dealt with frozen shoulders and lower back pain. Whatever anybody in the office was experiencing, I could bring energy into their field, and it would enable them to be effective for the rest of the day.
Wow. I agree with you. I think it's something that everyone should, someone within the family should be able to do, or ideally everyone. And also within the work environment. It's a new way of thinking, and it's been around for a long period of time, but it's like, how can we look at our healing in a different way and not rely so much on the medical system that's really feeling a lot of pressure these days, and just, there's just not enough staff, enough resources. So the more that we can educate one another and encourage each other to grow and to really recognize that we have the power. There's so much power there that we can infuse and really start healing ourselves and healing others. That's so encouraging. It's so encouraging in these times with this. There's so much illness. I would love to learn about it myself. How long is the training, and what's the process? Are there different levels, or what do you suggest when somebody's starting to look into this and maybe they would like to take a course and start the whole healing?
Sure. So Diane is coming back into Kelowna in August. In fact, the workshops are on my website right now at spiritkelowna.com. Anybody can register for those workshops. There are three levels, and there are advanced workshops. People can take their level 1 and 2 and an advanced workshop at one time. Level 3, you can only take after you've had your level 2 for 6 months. And the workshops are a Friday evening and all day on the Saturday. So level 1, Friday evening, all day Saturday, you've got your level 1. Same with level 2, and the advanced workshops are a single day. And for the level 1, people can come out on the Friday night without paying and find out more about it, meet Diane, ask questions, and then if they decide it's for them, they can pay for the Saturday and get their level 1. The only thing to know is with the level 1, you have to have both the Friday night and all day Saturday, as with all levels. You can't skip that Friday evening. And after you've got your levels, then the important thing is to keep up your practice. And in Kelowna, I run 2 practice group evenings a month. The second Monday night of the month, we invite the general public. So anybody who's just curious about therapeutic touch and wants to have a session before they decide whether the training is for them, they can come out on the second Monday night of the month to 333 Whitman Road and come and have a session for free. Discover what it's about. You're giving our practitioners a chance to practice, and that's why those sessions are offered at no charge. And then the fourth Monday night of the month is for practitioners only, so that they can get more information and deepen their practice.
Well, what I like about that is that you're encouraging and promoting the practitioners to work on one another and to build up that confidence and trust level. So I think that's vital with any of these healing modalities is continue with the work and to have a group that you can feel comfortable with and where you're not feeling judged, that you can just allow the energy to flow and do what's required and build up that, again, that confidence level. So that's excellent. You know, have read that go ahead.
The beauty of it, too, is that as a therapeutic touch practitioner, you have community anywhere you go. You're welcome to any practice group. Even if you're traveling, you can find the local practice groups and join in. And those of us who are recognized practitioners, we've gone through all of the levels, usually several times, as well as taking a lot of advanced courses. And for 2 years, usually, we've taken about 60 case studies that we then have to submit that material in order to become recognized practitioners. So in this area, 2 of us are recognized practitioners. So we have a wealth of experience to offer people who are practicing. So you're not alone in this. You can ask us questions. And we're able to help out with signing off on those case studies. So right now we have a couple of people who are working on their book and working towards their recognized practitioner status.
Now, these case studies, Benita, are any of these case studies provided to the medical association so that they can enter these case studies for their, for their work, for their research?
The case studies themselves are individual, but there has been an amazing amount of research done on therapeutic touch. In fact, there's been more research logged for therapeutic touch than for most prescribed medicines. If people go to therapeutictouchontario.org, they'll actually be able to order the studies. And there's an international organization as well that people can order studies from. So there is an amazing amount of information backing up therapeutic touch.
And this is available in a lot of countries in the world. And again, for someone who's looking for a therapeutic touch practitioner in any state or province, so they just have to do some research. And is there a main website for the therapeutic touch or an international website?
Yes, TTIA, Therapeutic Touch International Association, is the organization. I don't have their website handy in front of me right now, but I can certainly send that to you and give you an opportunity to put it up on your site. In Canada, we have a new umbrella organization, the Therapeutic Touch Network of Canada, TTNC. Usually what people will want is to know their provincial or their state organization, so that, because those are the ones that will be able to hook them up with a practitioner in their area. Usually all you need to do is Google therapeutic touch and put in your province or your state, and your organization will show up.
Perfect. That's perfect. Wow. Now, I have to ask you this. I think it'd be so fun. You say that you work with animals. Can you give
yes.
me one of your favorite animal stories, that how this has helped, and at a distance?
Okay, so in terms of working directly with them, I sometimes dog sit or cat sit for people. And I was taking care of this very old dog. He was 14 years old, and I was told he'll just go out, do his business, come back in and sleep. And after my staying there for over a week and giving this dog lots of therapeutic touch, he forgot he was 14 and he thought he was 2. And when the family came home, they were shocked because they said, every time we've left our dog, we come back to a skeleton. He will not eat for other people. They came back to not only a perfectly healthy dog, but this dog, from the time they had gotten him as a puppy, had never gone up the stairs more than one stair at a time. Now he was running up and down the stairs. The only problem they had with him is he had so much energy, he was now, after he'd been with me, howling every morning at 6 a.m. to go for a run. They said, how do we undo
oh.
this?
Oh, that's and so in, cute.
And in terms of distance work, I've dealt with a situation where I had a dog that was very agitated and feeling very unwell. And I got a call, and immediately I sat down and focused on this dog and started to work with him. And the person was on the other end of the line, and they noticed within minutes this dog had completely settled down. And the beauty of working with animals as well is, anybody who wants to say, oh, it's just a placebo effect, you can see the difference when you're dealing with an animal that's struggling. I once had a lady come to one of my meditation circles, and she said, I have a very, very old dog, and I don't like to leave her. Can I bring her with me? And I said, sure. Well, she brought this poor little old lady in with her who couldn't sit, couldn't stand. She was actually putting a cushion under her bottom to try to give this dog a way to rest. And I asked her if she'd mind me doing a little therapeutic touch. She was quite open to that. Well, I did about 5 minutes of therapeutic touch, and this dog started to jump up and down and run around the room. And she said, that dog has not moved like that for more than 2 years.
Wow, that is so much fun. And that was just after a few minutes, Benita?
Just a few minutes, because smaller animals absorb the energy faster. Now, when I've worked with horses, it's been very interesting. I work as an animal intuitive as well. And with one horse trainer, he said, I don't know why this horse is balking at the exercises I'm giving him to do. And I tuned in, and I said, the horse is telling me you're working him too hard. I said, do you mind if I check his field? And he said, sure, go ahead. Well, I ran my hands over his energy field. I was not actually touching the horse. And along his right shoulder, I could feel the inflammation coming from the shoulder, and my hand was a good 6 inches away from the horse. And I said, it's this shoulder. And the trainer said, oh, that makes perfect sense. The exercises I have him doing have him repeatedly coming down on that shoulder. I caught this before he ended up with a problem where his horse could have gone lame. And he adjusted the exercises so the horse could recover.
Wow. So I'm just thinking about this some more. And obviously, when you're moving energies, you're moving emotionally.
Okay, can you say that again?
Well, when you're moving energies, I'm assuming that you're also moving the emotions that are within the person or the animal. Is that shifting emotions and clearing them out emotionally? If there's some stuck emotions, blocked emotions, does it work that way?
Well, it's interesting because I often find, because I'm an advanced practitioner and I'm working with the chakra system, I will pick up on a lot of emotional material that way. In my case, my sensitivity is at the point where I can feel the chakra turning. I can tell if it's wobbling on its axis. I can also feel the oscillation of the energy back and forth through the chakra from one end to the other and whether that oscillation is correct or if it's sluggish or too hyper. And working with the chakra system requires a lot of training. It's a very sensitive system, and if you work with it incorrectly, it can actually make the person feel unwell. So I've learned just to hold space for that chakra to come back into alignment, and sometimes people will have an emotional release as a result, because now that that energy is moving correctly, anything that was just sitting inside that chakra not being processed now has that opportunity to come out and to process. And so there's a lot of support that I will offer people, and part of the support I offer is to have them come in for intuitive counseling as well, so that I create a safe environment for them to work through whatever that material is that's coming to consciousness.
Okay, that makes sense. Interesting. So you follow up then on with a lot of the clients and just working through the issues once you feel that there's a chakra that is, you know, it's sluggish and it's maybe not quite moving, that where the process is beginning, where it's starting to move, then you can then follow up with that and check with them as to what is happening on maybe on an emotional level.
Well, a lot of times what people do first is they come for the intuitive counseling. They know something's up, but they don't know what it is. And the first thing I do is I actually hook my heart chakra up with theirs, and I start to receive emotions, impressions. I'm an empath, so I pick up on whatever's happening with them. And I may pick up on subconscious patterns they haven't been aware of since childhood. So we'll work through that by talking about it, and energetically there's a shift occurring even while we're doing that. Then quite often people like to finish with a therapeutic touch session so that anything that's shifted energetically can be brought back into the natural flow of the field and they feel relaxed and grounded and ready to go on with their day.
Oh, I like that. So it's like completing the circle then.
Absolutely. People, generally when people come to me for intuitive counseling, the whole idea is to open things up, give them an opportunity to look at what the patterns are, whether it's relationship, career, health, whatever is happening with them, it might be looking at their life purpose, and giving them a chance in a safe, supportive environment to process that and to integrate it, but realizing because so much is happening energetically, it's very important when they leave they have tools and techniques to work with and a sense of completion of at least that particular session. So sometimes finishing with therapeutic touch is a really great way to get them into a deeply relaxed and centered state when they leave so that any emotional material that's come to the surface has a chance to find a new way of settling back into the body.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Wow, that's really interesting, Vanita. I'm so glad that I had you on, and just to give me a clear understanding as to what's involved as to this touch, therapeutic touch work. Now, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. And is there any last words that you have that for, say, somebody who is having a real challenge with their health and they're looking for guidance, anything that you can think of that you would like to, end the day with, any words of encouragement is in regards to exactly as to this therapeutic touch work?
Well, first I want to thank you so much, Brenda, for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure. What I would like to say is for anybody that's dealing with an illness, if you can recognize the teacher that the illness is, what an intuitive counselor can do is to help you to process what the subconscious material is that is expressing itself through the body as illness. That's always part of what's going on with anything that's a disruption in the body. Therapeutic touch can absolutely help tremendously to reduce your pain, help you go through the process. If you've had an operation, it helps to also repair the field, because with an operation, there's now a tear in the field. So that can help with the healing process. And realizing that when you start to work through things on an energetic level, it filters down to the physical, helping to support your body to heal. So I strongly encourage people, work with your doctors, but also work with complementary medicine and counseling so that you're getting the full benefit of all the resources available to you to come to a state of balance and well-being.
I absolutely agree with you. That's perfect. And it really is a matter of working, with one another and with the Western medicine and the different healing modalities, and it really does blend nicely together, and that's what this program's all about, is to give people chances to hear as to all the different healing that's available and what resonates with them. I'm certain that there's going to be people that really resonate with what you've said here today, Vanita, and I really appreciate, again, for you to be on. Can I please have you pass on your website, and if there's any further information regarding your site, or phone number, email, or what would you like to pass on for anybody that's listening here today, if they want to find out any more information?
Thank you, Brenda. My website is spiritcolonna.com. I can be reached at 778-755-5887 outside the area. Outside, there's a toll-free number, 855-755-5887. Feel free as well to email me at spiritcolonna@gmail.com. I also invite you to read my blog, go to my YouTube site. All the links are on my website, and I welcome questions, comments. I really look forward to supporting people in their healing journey. And Brenda, thank you for being a very key support for all the people that are touched by your message, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be part of the gift that you're offering people with your show.
Oh, thanks, Vanita, and I think we'll be in touch again. I feel that will be the case, and I would love to hear more of your case studies and results that people are getting. That is so encouraging, and to know that it's recognized in a lot of, many countries in the world is also very encouraging. So thanks again, Vanita.
I'll be sure to send you some resources, Brenda.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. And this replay will be on the TalkShoe website and Brenda's Mindful Healing. Also, I will have this recording on my newsletter for the month of April. So if anybody wants to hear it again, and of course on my website, whisperingenergetic.ca. So we'll talk to you later. And take care, everyone, and bye for now, Vanita.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.